Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Today, we have a super sexy, super special episode. My longtime friend, who actually bought me the best birthday gift I've ever gotten, which we may tell that story, John Ayers is on the phone today. And he is on the phone because I'm so lazy. I keep getting asked probably, once or twice a week, who do you use for web? Who should we use for web? Is SEO a scam? How do I do it? Who's legit? Who do I, And getting sick of answering the same question over and over, which is talk to my friend John Ayers because he's a genius. I figured I would have him on and he could share all the smart stuff that he has that I steal. John, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
So here's my hopes and dreams, and I don't know how much we can cover in like 20, 30 minutes. So tell me if I lose my mind. I'm hoping to talk website and SEO. Is that crazy talk or can we handle all that?
No, that sounds good. I mean, that's what I talk to all my clients about. So
okay,
sounds
cool.
Like a good start.
Well, let's start with the web because it doesn't make any sense to get a bunch of traffic to a crappy website. Fair or am I missing something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So we'll start with the website. And that's one of the things this is like a double layer of lazy because the other reason I like having John is my least favorite thing is when people are like, I just hired a web guy, one of my clients, because I'm like, son of a crap, because I'm going to have to arm wrestle with this guy about how to do it right and that the web needs to convert and not just look pretty. And we don't care how good it looks. We just want it to convert. And they don't understand that. So with John, all the stuff that I teach, you're already kind of on board with, so we don't have to arm wrestle. We work together, and that's super exciting. Oh, and let me preface by saying John gives me $0, so anything you guys pay him, I get nothing out of other than love and respect for my buddy. And he'll throw me a couple free work every now and again, but, you know, long story short, I'm not pitching him because I want anything. I'm pitching him because he's awesome, and I want you guys to have a good experience. So that said, tell me a little bit about let's start with biggest mistakes. When people come to you, especially guys in the cleaning industry or gals, what's the biggest mistake they've usually made that you fix first that makes you look like a hero with their website?
Well, the biggest mistake is them not having a website. But the second biggest mistake...
And to be clear, this is we're recording this March 2016, people. This isn't 2004. No website. Come on.
Right.
All right, continue. Sorry.
So the second biggest mistake is probably not talking to the right audience. So the website that they have doesn't communicate to their right audience.
Ooh, I'm getting warmed up to what you're saying. Let's keep going. Tell me more about that.
Well, specifically, especially, you know, most of the time the websites are built for them. So it's based on, you know, what they think is right or what they think what their web designer at the time thought was about them or looked good. But it has no information, no specific direction for people when they get there. So if their prospective clients ever decide to come across their website and get there, they have no idea what they do or, you know, what this company does.
Okay, perfect. So what should a website look like if I'm, you know, I own a cleaning company or a maid service and, you know, someone shows up on my website, give me two or three quick things that, you know, kind of boxes that should be checked.
Well, I mean, it really needs to talk about you. I mean, you're really selling yourself as a person and you kind of direct and guide your business in that manner. So, I mean, it's got to be personal to you and how your business is run in that respect, but ultimately, I mean, it has to give them an indicating way to figure out how you're different than the competition. So, I mean, usually that works pretty well in video form, bullet form, definitely some custom images, not stock photos are always great, especially on the homepage. And then giving them, directing them to do something. I mean, what should they do at that point? Should they call you? Should they download something? Should they fill out a form? Should they just hit the back button and find somebody else?
So we're saying not on the back button, right? Just to be clear. Right. Unless you're awful or have too much business already, I guess then maybe, but that's not so much. So yeah, the only thing I'm going to tag on to that, because I know a lot about websites. John knows a lot about technical. Once we get into SEO, John knows everything about SEO, and I know a thimbleful. So yeah, the thing I'm always kind of preaching to Cleaning Nation is make sure that it's about your customer and their needs and their pain, not about we're this or we're that or we're green or the things, just like you said, something they don't really care about. And then second, you got to be very, very clear on the call to action. And that call to action shouldn't be call for a free estimate, because that's what everybody else says. And what they read is call for a salesperson to abuse you. And that no right. one's going to, and you, Cleaning Nation out there listening, you know that you're like, yeah, that's true. I've had call for a free estimate up for 9.5 years now, and I've had exactly zero people call for a free estimate. So give them something they want, you know, put in your email address and let me email you a report, a white paper, a trick to clean something that they're going to be interested in, how to pick up chicks, something other than, how to, you know, call now for a free estimate or sign up for our free newsletter. Like, good Lord, that really says sign up so I can spam sure. you with the other 109 emails you get every day. So make sure your call to action is something worthwhile that they're going to care about, not just some random, you know, call now for because I want you to, or we're looking for more money, please call. They don't care about that. They don't call about them. Okay. Right. So that's a good start on a website. If you look, Cleaning Nation, if you're, you know, read the blog or the YouTube channel or the podcast, I've ranted enough on that. So let's make sure we talk a lot about something that I think a lot of us business owners kind of see as like the dark arts of magic that we just don't understand. That John is a he won't tell you, by the way, but this dude is an absolute baller stud. I'm guessing you probably forgot more about SEO than a lot of the guys out there charging money to do it even know. So that said, no pressure. Let's talk SEO, brother.
All right.
So yeah, give us the basics and then I'll kind of dive in with some questions.
All right. So I mean, it's changed quite a bit. I mean, I started in 1998, so that tells you how long ago I've been doing it. But
when SEO was having a website, like there was like 9 other websites. So if yours was up, you got like a 10th of the traffic.
Yeah, fairly good. Good call. But yeah, I mean, it changes every day. So, I mean, not to say that because I've been around means I'm any good, but it always changes, just like most industries, except this one changes pretty quick. So, you know, one of the big things today, I think, with SEO is really the conversions is one of the things Google looks at. So, I mean, once you are and to become an authoritative site, basically, for Google, you have to have a site that only that people click on and then they stay there. So, you know, how are you going to get people to do that? Well, you have to convert them. You have to give them the information they want.
Okay, perfect. So how long they stay and what they do while they're on the site has a lot to do with Google sending more traffic?
Right, right. I mean, it's a big ranking factor, not only in just SEO, but even paid search. So whether you're doing SEO or PPC, same thing applies.
Okay, cool. And if we get some paid, if we get some time at the end, we'll absolutely jump onto some pay search and talk a little bit about that. But while we're on the SEO, so back in the day, it used to be, or correct me if I'm wrong, I always think, and I think a lot of business owners now are like, if I just, you know, put the right, you know, key and number of keywords in and I have the right headings and my everything's titled right, like kind of on page search engine optimization, I'm good to go. I'm guessing that's maybe not the case anymore.
Yeah, definitely not the case. But I mean, even people doing that is pretty rare these days still. It's amazing. I mean, that's the basic foundational level of SEO. But having keywords, having synonyms of keywords is kind of good practice these days. So not just focusing on one specific keyword per page, but, you know, synonyms and variations of that word. And then really dividing the site so that you develop it into what's called silos. So basically you have a main keyword up here that you're trying to rank for, and then you have variations of it kind of all focused and directed in that silo.
Okay, so how important, because again, ideally for me, because I'm lazy, is I would rather just be like, John, here's a wad of cash, please make my site SEO, and then let's never speak of it again. But I'm guessing that's probably not going to work. Like, I'm going to have to, you want wads of cash periodically, we got to keep doing it going on, or is there something I could do and just be good for a year or two?
I don't know any quick fixes like that, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, your competition is going to be doing the same thing. So,
right.
You know, you're always not only competing and trying to figure out what Google's doing, but you're also trying to outpace your competition. And depending on what size market you're in, you know, that's really going to impact you know, the level of amount of time you really need to spend on it.
Well, and let me give you some good news, Cleaning Nation, that I think John, because he's done a couple websites for you guys so far. Good news is I think cleaning is, it's not like we're accident injury, you know, attorneys or mesothelioma doctors or something. Like those guys, they'll drop $500 on a click without even thinking about it. For us, it's not half that competitive. Is that fair?
Somewhat. I mean, in bigger markets are pretty competitive. If you're in commercial versus residential, is more competitive. But yeah, definitely not as competitive as some of the other industries like that.
Okay, so larger market. If you're in LA, you're probably going to have more competition than, you know, some Midwest Indiana or something, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then commercial is going to be more competitive than residential, or am I making that up?
Usually it's more competitive for some. I mean, they have more money, it seems like, to willing to invest in marketing compared to residential. You know, residential, there's a lot of websites out there, but not very many of them get traction.
Okay.
So those might be easier to get indexed locally and definitely in some smaller markets for sure.
Yeah, and I was going to kind of save that for later, but for me, that's a big one with local is awesome, because I know you're used to ranking like, you know, nationally. Like, you know, you can get all, you know, all of the mesothelioma clicks and then start selling them off locally. So you know how to like pull out the big guns. But for us little janitor guys, it's like, listen, I only really want customers within 25 or 30 miles of my place, because I'm not going to drive an hour and a half to clean every night. So tell me about that. Do you have some like ninja voodoo you can work for us on the local level?
Well, I mean, starting out is probably always good, starting with maps, with the Google map listing. I mean, you've all seen it. As of now, a few weeks ago, Google's removed the right sidebar now of the paid ads. So really, I mean, the focus is on the three at the top for pay-per-click, and then you have the right, which is the local map. And I mean, that's key. If you can get on there for brand name searches, and then under that is the what they call the three-pack. Some markets it's a four-pack of listings that are local based on the search term that the user is typing in.
Okay, so is that something you can help cleaners do? Is kind of that the first on-page SEO stuff where you get their site right, and then the local thing you can help them with that. And then what about ongoing? Like, what do I need to do? You know, I've given you my first wad of money, and hopefully it's done some good. But every month, so one of us has got to do something to keep the site going. What needs to happen?
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. I mean, it's really a team effort. I mean, I try to understand the business as much as possible, but really getting feedback from the business owner, even photos of jobs that they've done, really trying to personalize it, putting that through social media, getting reviews is extremely important.
That's huge.
So a lot of those things we can help with and give them guides and on how to do things, but really it's a joint effort. We got to do this together.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things I like about working with you, is because you've done enough of the commercial or the janitorial sites now, both residential and commercial. You don't have to kind of start over. You know that niche. And then also, I don't have to arm wrestle with you like, hey, we want response. We want them to actually do something. We want a lead magnet. We want all the good stuff that I teach. So that goes a long way. Yeah, and again, we can kind of work together to beat up, especially with my customer. You know, like, dude, if you're going to pay John all his money, get him videos, get him pictures, do the things that you need to do, help him with the reviews. All right, so give us just like a little before we, and you know what, I don't know how long we've been going because I don't have a clock, but oh wait, I do, 15 minutes and 48 seconds, in case you're counting. Right. I'm going to try and sneak in some pay-per-click. So before we do into that, let's just give me like a 60-second overview on SEO and kind of, obviously, you know, I think they should talk to you, but if they don't or can't or whatever, what would you do if you're kind of telling your, you know, your brother or your uncle who's got a cleaning business and you want to help him out, what would you tell him?
Well, if they're going to do it, I mean, really, you always start at the website. I mean, it's got to have a solid foundation from the website, and really building that and figuring out what keywords your users are potentially going to be searching for, and really trying to focus locally. So if you're in one local market, or if you have some surrounding areas that you're in that you're targeting, make sure those words are mentioned on your site. You know, keep those maybe on the homepage, but really speak particularly about the local. And then you have to have content that's clean, people can understand.
Not no curse much. Words. You said clean. I don't know, like as opposed to explicit or
just trying to stay with the theme, Mike. Come on.
All right, so now here comes, because I've trapped you and you're my friend, not a real guest, I could abuse you. Here comes the awful questions. So I'm going to just say it. You could do what you want. I don't care. Is there any reason if, and again, tell, be truthful, but if like, say me, I've got a, I'm in Phoenix, you're in Phoenix with me. That's a pretty big market. I think we're fifth in the U.S. If I come to you with my wad of money, I'm like, John, I want to freaking own Google. When they do commercial cleaning, I want to show up. Is that within your realm of prowess, or is that like a, well, I'll do the best I can, but who knows what'll happen? I know that's such an unfair question, but you're here now. What are you going to do?
We're 50 miles apart, probably, even though we are in Phoenix together.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, yeah. But yeah, because you can't come over and punch me in the head. You're far away, so I can ask these rude questions. For those of you on audio, he just wielded a wrench in a very threatening way at my head, at my virtual head. So go ahead.
So you have to see the video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely doable. I mean, you have to have realistic expectations, though. It's not a short-term thing. I mean, people have been in the market for a long time. If their domain name has been around for a long time, if they have a lot of links, typically from being around for a long time, you know, it's going to take some time to do that. So, I mean, just set your expectations.
What's some time? Like 3 months, 6 months, a year, 10 years? What are we talking?
You know, it's pretty incredible. When I relaunch sites that have been out there, there's very quick, immediate jumps that I see in rankings. So usually that's because the site hasn't been put together right, or the content isn't interlinked correctly. Beyond that, you know, a new site, for example, is going to take at least 3 or 4 months minimum to get out there and get noticed. And then it depends a lot on the copy and the content you're putting out there. So if you're out there blogging and you're out there, you know, pushing things through social media, trying to get links coming in, those are going to speed things up. And that's all the things that I do is, you know, for my clients.
Okay. So that if I'm lazy, which I am, and John, just so you guys know, he does, I'm not being seriously, he does all my web stuff. So, I'm not just saying you guys should use John, but I use a good guy. Like I'm John's my guy. So do you, I do my own content cause I'm ridiculous, but, is that something you do, or is that something you'd have to, they'd have to find another guy or do themselves, their content and social media and all, you know, all that good stuff.
No, that's everything we do. I mean, because most businesses, I mean, don't want to do any of that. And
for sure.
So, I mean, some like to write, some like to take photos. We just kind of plug them in and what they do and where we can. But yeah, I mean, we kind of fill in the gaps, and you have to be doing this on a regular basis.
Okay. But if I have a 3 to 6 month window to start getting traffic, that's not an unreasonable expectation.
Oh no, not at all.
Okay. So yeah, if I hand you my wad of cash and 4 days later, I'm like, dude, where's the wall of customers you promised? You're like, dude, no, we're not even close. But 3 or 4 or 5 6 months in, now we're cooking with fire, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably one of my first conversations I have with people, and how, you know, I either bring them on as a client or say they need to find someone else. I mean, if they're looking for immediate results through SEO, I mean, that's not me.
You're not firing me right now, are you, John? Because that would really hurt on air.
I'll call you later.
You heard it here first, folks. John is too cool to work with me as of this moment, from what I understand. I should have known from the wrench that we're off on a bad start. Right? I don't think I've ever been physically threatened before by a guest, so this is one for the history books, my friend.
But Mike, I mean, you produce amazing content, so I mean that really is kind of the key foundation for SEO, and just really organizing that content and putting it out through different channels is really what's going to elevate, you know, most people to success through SEO.
And just to be clear, I do produce amazing content, and I don't care how many wads of cash you have, I will not produce it for you. You got to pay John or do it yourself. Just get that out of the way right off the bat. Okay, cool. Before we hit pay per click, because now I'm getting greedy and I want to talk pay per click. What, just reasonably, if they start working with you, what can they expect, say, in the first year in a, and let's call it an average market, right? They're not in LA or New York or San Francisco, but they're not in, like, you know, some 30,000. You know, they're in a town of a quarter million. That's probably a reasonable mid-sized American town. It's a again, you could do residential commercial. Let's say it's a commercial thing. They come to you, and, you know, it's not like you're charging them 10 grand a month, but whatever you say that's reasonable, they're in, right? They do what you ask them to do. They're a good client. What kind of results, traffic-wise, in a range. Obviously, I'm not looking for a guaranteed sign in blood, but you know, just that's what they're going to ask. Like, hey, what, I'm shelling out. You know, you've gotten three wads of cash. When will I get my wads back? What does that look like?
Well, you'd have to look at the actual search volume in those markets. So I don't really know how many people are searching for the keywords that they're ranking for. So if it's commercial, you know, versus residential, the volume is probably a little bit lighter on the commercial side than the residential, but depends on the market, I guess.
Let's pick, and again, I totally get just so huge disclaimer. This is like big thumb numbers I'm trying to get out, John. But just for an average market like Boise, Idaho, or Salt Lake City, you know, not like a main, not top 10, but certainly top 50 markets. Let's just use commercial. You know, is that, are they going to get one or two clicks a day, 100 clicks a day, a million clicks? You know, what? I just don't know the value. I mean, I kind of know, but I'd like to get your take because you know more what the value of that traffic can be.
I mean, I would think at least, you know, within that period, they should have at least 100 visitors a day to their site, you know, in those size markets, which, I mean, you know, you're going to have people that are competitors. You're going to have people that aren't, you know, really, they might be finding you on long tail keywords that aren't really relevant to, you know, your services once they do hit the site. But the real focus is trying to get them, you know, to the site and convert. So, and focusing on the keywords that are actually going to get them to convert. So, I mean, if you convert, you know, one person out of 100 in a day, you know, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, I don't think any of my customers can onboard 22 customers, maybe the maid service folks, but the commercial, I don't think there's a commercial cleaner that could convert one customer a day. So they might, yeah. Have you had situations like, dude, back, you know, back it down. We can't amp up as fast as you're bringing me customers.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a conversation, what day is today, Saturday, yesterday, Friday, with an attorney, and he's like, you know, you're swapping me with leads, but a lot of the leads were outside his, so he's in, outside of LA, in one of the smaller markets outside of LA, but most of the other leads coming in or calls coming in are too far outside of his boundary. So that means, you know, really we got to dial in some of the focus on the keywords, but, or he needs to extend his market area.
Even
so that's some of the things. And, you know, another attorney that I have, client, he expanded his market. So, you know, it depends on what really, you know, what they want to do. I mean, a lot of it is just figuring out how to convert that, you know, first visitor to the website and get it, hitting him in that local area that they're in. But, you know, realizing that you are going to get people outside that market and figure out how you're going to address that.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, yeah, if you could, I mean, gosh, 100 visitors a day, that's 3,000 a month, give or take. I think I might have a sneeze coming on. Wait, I might have to edit this out. Hold on. I can't tell. I don't know if it's going to happen. Okay, now it's gone. That just, sorry.
Must be able to.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Oh, and for those of you that aren't on the video, I'm behind a bunch of hot, bright lights so I can have this cool white background and look like a rock star. John, like a jerk, is out with his orange tree behind him. I can literally hear birds chirping. I'm stuck in my house, so thanks for nothing, John. That has nothing to do with SEO. I don't know if that's going to help you at all, but it makes me feel better.
Just a visual. Yeah.
All right. We, let's do it. Let's do pay-per-click. Because it's funny. I was talking with a mutual friend of ours, Mark, this morning, and he didn't know that you were doing websites and SEO. I'm like, oh, yeah, the guy's awesome. He's who I use. You got to call him. And then he goes, does he do pay-per-click? I'm like, I have no idea. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure he's a pay-per-click rock star. I'm like, is he? So I knew that we were talking today, and I committed to myself, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, John Ayers. What the heck do you know about pay-per-click marketing?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a rock star. I am Google certified in it, which, amazingly enough, is pretty hard to do.
Sounds important. I know I'm not. I can tell you that.
I think I had a book about, you know, 300 pages thick that I had to read through and then take some tests through Google to get, you know, be a partner of theirs for PPC, for analytics. But it's pretty complicated. It's somewhat different than SEO, meaning, you know, there's bidding and there's other variables that go on. But a lot of it really has to come back to whether it's a landing page or the website that you're directing traffic to. So we can talk about landing pages. I mean, really, what works for PPC is having something specific, maybe off-site, off your homepage that talks very clearly to that direct audience based on the keyword they're searching for.
So, again, totally correct me if I'm wrong, and because I'm a huge fan of segmented market, segmented messaging. So I don't just say, hey, want your office clean. I said, hey, owner of a car dealership that sells about 50 to 100 cars a day that wants to increase their revenue in the mechanics in your 3 to 7 mechanics bays. I can help you do that through facilities management. Click here and I'll show you how. That message is so much better than we're green certified. You call us for a free estimate.
Yeah, right.
Now, you wouldn't want to put that on your homepage, right? Because that's nutty. But tell us about a landing page, because I think a lot of Cleaning Nation doesn't know that. And there's a ton of power in there. And you can have a dozen, right? If the one for the car dealer is working well, why not do one for medical? And if that's working well, why not do one for warehouse? Go ahead.
Right. Usually you put them in a frame. So, I mean, they're kind of all in a template. So once you design one or two, how I like to work is have two and you're always testing. Same as, you know, testing your ad copy, testing your description on your ads. But if you had two kind of templates out there floating around, you can always replicate them and really narrow it down into the market that you're after based on those keyword searches.
Okay, cool. So what's a, because, you know, pay-per-click's tough because you got to pay, right? So the SEO I kind of like because I give you the wad of money and then the wads stop flying and I start getting traffic. Whereas a pay-per-click, first I got to give you a wad of money just to give, so you can give a second wad that is still my wad to Google. So that, I'm not a big fan of that. How does that, can you still make any money on that?
Can I make money?
Again, if you don't have the video, John was
money.
Flabbergasted. Yeah. Well, I got to give Google money, right? They're not going to show my stuff for
Google
free.
And you're giving me money and I'm giving it to Google, then yeah, there's probably not a lot of money.
Well, I'm giving you two wads, right? I got to give the wad for you to manage it and do it right because I haven't read the big book and taken the test. And on top of that, I got to give you money to give to Google.
Yeah, it's one, you get immediate traffic. So, I mean, that's a good thing with paid search, whether you're doing it through Google or Facebook even.
Okay. Are you Facebook certified, John?
No, I'm not.
Does that exist? I don't even know.
I don't think it does. I'll have to look into that for you.
Right, John's not Facebook certified, people, so I don't know if you should if you want to stop here, I get it. Like, I didn't know that he was just some hobo off the street that it's not even certified, for crying out loud.
I have a tattoo, though.
No, ooh, is it on Facebook? Because I don't know if that would make you cooler or less cool in my book, but it would do something for sure.
So PPC, it's immediate results. I mean, so it does balance off your marketing if you're doing SEO and paid search. With SEO, though, it's more like an annuity. I mean, you're really building up something for that you're going to own for a long time, and it keeps going whether, you know, you decide to put less money down the road into it, you know, less time. You decide to go to Tahiti for a couple months and not do anything. I mean, you're still going to get traffic coming in from your website with SEO. With paid search, you know, your budget runs out, your credit card stops working, you know, whatever. I mean, it stops. Your ad stops.
So is it a good mix then? Like, if it's going to take, say, you look at my specific situation, you go, hey, you know, we'll get you a little bit upfront, but it's really going to take 3 or 4 months for this thing to kick in on the SEO side. Would that be a place where I'd be like, all right, well, let's do a little pay-per-click in the interim. So once the SEO kicks in, I'm kind of rolling.
Yeah, exactly. And, or even social media. I mean, sometimes we start out the social media even before the website's even done.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's ways that you can stage all these things to start, you know, your marketing and kick it off right.
Okay.
A lot of it just depends on the budget. So, yeah, I mean, paid search, I'd recommend, you know, if you want some immediate traffic, but you're going to have the website, you're going to have some decent landing pages, figure out who the market is. And a lot of that can be done in tandem when we're designing the new website, or when, you know, before that, we even start, you know, on social media, building awareness before the website's even there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that brings me to price. So one thing I just know, if I'm Cleaning Nation, I'm like, oh, this dude's really smart. I'm going to call him, and he's going to want like $1 million. I can't afford it. So can you give me the idea? And obviously, they need to talk to you, but can you give me an idea of what kind of the low end? So I know either, you know, I know it's not going to be $1 million. And obviously, the high end, I'm sure if someone came to you with 20 grand and said, I want you to bury me in customers, I'm sure you'd figure it out. What's kind of a range of, for a cleaner that's maybe got, I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter. If, you know, 10, 20 employees, just an average cleaner in the Midwest or, you know, whatever, what's a typical range they should look to spend, whether it's with you or somebody else on SEO or pay-per-click?
We start at $500 a month. So, I mean, it's pretty reasonable for everything that we do. You know, if we're doing a website, we have a little bit of upside initial work that's entailed for doing that. But, you know, our ongoing fees for SEO start at $500. They go up depending on the market you're in, the size, the competition, you know, how much work we really need to dump into it.
All right, cool. So, and if you saw me, if you're on the video, you saw me, I had to go plug in my computers. It's going to die. It's my first time doing an interview. I didn't know how to use power. All right, cool. And the reason I brought, and first of all, that sounds too cheap, by the way. You should have made it more expensive. But the reason I asked that is I just know if I'm listening, I'm like, oh, this dude's going to want $5,000 a month. I can't afford that. So obviously, depending on what kind of needs they have for traffic and their whole situation, it could be whatever. But $500 a month, if you're a real business and you can't afford that, you got problems. This should have probably stopped this a long time ago. You got bigger issues. Okay, cool. So last thing I want to get is, because you're super fantastic, and just so you know, I've gotten, I think from Cleaning Nation, I've referred three guys over, gals, people, human beings, and I've gotten, well, one hasn't started yet, so I can't, she didn't, I haven't got feedback from her, but the other two have offline told me, man, I really appreciate John. He's been awesome. So I wanted to give you that. I'm sure they told you in person, but it's always nice third hand to hear. I won't use their names, but you know who you are, Cleaning Nation. They've been huge, huge, huge fans. That said, you were super cool, and I said, hey, we can only do so much. Like, this is general, right? There's just like you said, like, well, are you clean? Are you residential? Are you commercial? Do you want paid? Do you want SEO? Are you in a big town? Are you a little town? Do you want to do social media? You know, there's 119 questions that you really need the answers to before you can say, okay, for you, this is what you're going to do. So I beat you up a little bit. You were kind enough to hook up Cleaning Nation with, they can call you and you'll talk with them about their situation and you won't charge them, correct? Or hopefully that's correct because I've already said it.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about it. So, I mean, I love helping public people or companies in general. So I'm happy to do that for you.
All right, cool. So what should they do? Where should they go? How can they get a piece of your big SEO-minded brain?
So we put a form on growmycleaningcompany.com/SEO.
Fantastic.
So just go there. It's pretty simple. Fill out your name, your company, and your email. I'll email you right back. And we'll figure out a time to talk.
Okay, so growmycleaningcompany.com/SEO. So you guys know, that's not in the main because that would blow up. I don't know that John can do 409 of these free consultations. That's not in the main thing. So you can't just find like, you know, hey, where's my free thing with John? You got to type in growmycleaningcompany.com/SEO. There's no buttons that can get you there. Listening to this podcast or watching this video is the only way. Or I guess if you just want to be random and type in /AAA, eventually you'll get there. Or listening to this, that's about it. I'm sure there's 419 questions I should ask, and I can't think of a single one. So I'm going to give you free form. You've got 3 minutes to say whatever you want. You can make fun of my family. You can talk about SEO. Anything you want. I'm going to shut up. Begin.
3 minutes.
Well, it's kind of, I'm not really timing it. So 3 minutes or until I get bored, whichever happens first.
No, I mean, this is something I'm super passionate about. You know, I really like doing it for local businesses. So, you know, I appreciate all the business that you've sent my way and referred. You know, I love talking to them and seeing them grow and having success. So really makes, my job, one that I like and is worthwhile to me. So, that's one of the big things for me in fulfillment. Out of the things that I'm doing.
You know, and let me do this. I think I've done this for one of the three customers I sent your way. If anyone is listening to this, because again, I love you because I don't have to fight that. You know, I hate hearing I got a web guy because I know that guy's going to be an idiot. He's not going to know marketing and it's just going to double my time and headache to get him on board to make a website that works. So if anyone does through the SEO thing, sign up with John. I am happy to do, I think we did it with Craig. The three of us got on like a 20, 30 minute call and just made sure, especially if you're working with me, because he was working with me. So I had a lot with John that you and I were going to talk about. We just did it all three together. So if that would be of use, I'm happy to jump in and help on kind of if you want to make sure that all the other stuff you hear from all the other episodes of Growing Cleaning Company, you want to make sure your site's kind of like compliant with that. John's already on board 92%. I'm happy to jump in and help and be on that call if it would add value. I think that's it. I'm sure there's more, but as soon as we end this, I'll think of 19 and a half questions I didn't ask you. So I guess we'll have to do a secondary thing. All right. Any parting words of wisdom, my friend?
Not really. I mean, get a website, dig into it a little bit more. I just wanted to share a few thoughts on what SEO is and that it does work. I mean, it's still, there's a lot of confusion to it. There's a lot of IT guys that are, are going to spin lingo way over your head, but that's not what I do. I just kind of bring it down to earth and it's fairly simple. It's just, there's a lot of work involved in a lot of different aspects.
Beautiful, man. If I could say it better myself, I would, but I can't. So that's it. Cleaning Nation, thank you much for tuning in. That was John Ayers. If you want to get a conversation with him, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com/SEO. He will get on the phone, set you straight. And whether you, and I've every conversation I've had with John professionally, he's always helped me out. So the guy's not like a hard, he's not going to sell you nothing. He's going to help you for 20, 30 minutes, however long you talk. And you'll, you know, if you want to, if you want his help, I'm sure he'd be happy to help you. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he won't like you, but 9 times out of 10, he'll probably help you. If not, the call's still worthwhile. So take advantage of it. Cleaning Nation, you guys rock. Until next time, talk to you soon.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.